Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Some version of the winter crud still has a little bit of a hold on me, but we continue on, and God has been good in the midst of this. Talking and praying this week about unwrapped gifts, about the gift of God Himself. And because of God, we have every good and perfect gift. Whatever we have that's good, whatever we have that we would consider perfect, just right, comes from God. So each weekday morning, we're focused in on a different aspect of what it is that God gives, that He wants us to receive. Now, as with most gifts, there's a catch. Not an unusual catch, not a trick. But to have a gift implies that you're willing to receive it. If I choose not to receive a gift that someone gives me, then I don't have it. Just because God gives good gifts to His children, sometimes we say, well, where's mine? Maybe you've not accepted it, or you're wanting something different. We have a tendency to throw our childlike tantrums when we don't get things exactly like we want. But today I'm going to talk about, and we're going to pray about, a gift that, well, sometimes gets overlooked because we're busy. It just doesn't fit with what we think of as a gift. The gift of rest. And not just a physical rest, although that's included, I believe, but a rest for our mind, our spirit, our soul, our body. Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened," King James says, "heavy laden, and I will give you rest." An invitation from God as well as a promise from God. Am I lacking in rest? I probably ought to examine whether I'm drawing near to God. At least in my life, most of the times where I'm in desperate need of rest, well, they correspond with the times that I desperately need to draw near to God because I haven't been doing it. And to realize God is a God who not only understands our need for rest, He planned for it. He set the example. You go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis as God created everything that exists. It says on the sixth day He finished His work. And the seventh day He rested from all the work that He had done. And as He calls His people to Himself and creates the nation of Israel out of the seed of Abraham and draws this great nation out of slavery in Egypt, He reminds them and sets forth the example and the need for a Sabbath, for a rest. We tend to get caught up and we somehow make the translation from honoring the Sabbath to going to church on Sunday. Well, the Sabbath wasn't directly about worship. It was about resting. The worship was also necessary and important and But so is rest. The Sabbath for the Israelites, for the Jewish people, was Saturday. The early church began to meet on the first day of the week. It was on the first day of the week that Jesus rose from the dead, and we often equate the gathering to worship as coming about because of that. That's a very likely scenario. It's also likely that that's the time that they could. In fact, the Bible says as often as they gathered and would eat the Last Supper reminders, what we consider communion, the Lord's Supper, as often as you do it, you do it in remembrance of Jesus. But this concept of the gift of rest says that God's willing to give it. Am I willing to receive it? The Bible teaches us that we come to God. He invites us into His rest. He says to cast all of our burdens upon Him, for He cares for us. To be yoked together with Him, because He's able to shoulder the load so that His yoke is easy. His burden is light on us. Growing up, we, particularly in the springtime, as we were making maple syrup on the family farm, we used a team of horses to pull the sap wagon throughout the woods and gather the sap from the maple trees. And we would harness the horses, and wasn't a traditional yoke that you think of as the yoke of oxen where the big wooden thing connects the two, but the harnesses were designed with a similar purpose. And we could adjust them and did adjust them based on, you know, we tried to get a team of horses that were similar in size, but yet we could shift the load so that the stronger horse could proportionally carry more of the weight to make things go smoothly. Now with Jesus, so much stronger, more powerful, more capable than any of us ever could be, He has shifted the weight of the burden to Himself. If we're willing to be yoked together with Him, if we're willing to be harnessed together with Him, to be joined in purpose, and we come to God deliberately because we want to accept the gift of rest, because we need the gift of rest. And when we recognize the importance of rest in our life, I've done a variety of things throughout my life, and there were times where the physical rest was all I thought that was important. My early days of commercial roofing and the physical labor and toil that was required in that, the body would need that physical rest. And there have been other occupations and times and seasons, and as I would take time to volunteer with IDES and spend days cutting up trees and fallen debris that had hurricanes or tornadoes had just thrown about, the body was tired. But having a role as a senior minister, as preacher of the gospel, the body still gets tired, but so does the mind and the heart, the spirit. every aspect of my life, every aspect of your life needs a time of rest. And I'm thankful that God not only calls me to do that, He surrounds me with people that understand that rest is important and that allows for those times of rest. And we do one another a disservice when we expect someone to be on the go all the time. And we look down when rest is taken. God's gift. When we come to Him, He says, "Here, rest. Sit down and take a load off. Enjoy time with Him. Enjoy His company. Enjoy life as you look forward to eternal life with Him." Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to survive, in order to prosper, in order to be made whole. You've given us Jesus. And Father, part of that gift of Jesus, part of that gift of Yourself, is this gift of rest. God, for many of us, we fail at accepting that gift as often as we ought to. We fail at acknowledging our need for that gift. We fail at coming to You to find that gift. So God, forgive us for our busyness, for the things that we do that become more important than our time with You. Not that we withdraw from life or from work or from the task of this life, but we find that balance of rest in the midst of it. A rest that You designed us to need. A rest that You Yourself set the example of. So God, it's my prayer for myself and for all those that are hearing these words, that we, on a consistent basis, whatever that looks like according to our own need, You set the principle of a weekly Sabbath, a rest every week. God, may we find value in a consistent rest that prepares us for the work ahead, that reminds us of our dependence and our need of You. God, as we learn to rest, as we accept that gift, may we fall more and more in love with Jesus as we spend that time, as we draw near, as we come to Him. And Father, as He gives us rest, may we lift Him up in such a way that He draws many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.